all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Every time I hear this parable of Jesus from Matthew 20, this one where the workers who come late in the day and work just an hour get paid the same as those who worked 10 or 12 hours from early in the morning. Every time I hear it, I think the same thing. That ain't no way to run a business. It's not fair. It's not right. No one would work for that guy after that first day. He would have to close up shop. That ain't no way to run a business. But that's really kind of the point of the parable, I guess. The point of the parable is not about employment or achievement or salaries. This parable is not teaching us how to run a business, how things work out in the world. God set up things out in the world to run a certain way. Rewards and punishment. Achievement is rewarded. Evil is punished. He founded schools, work, and government to operate on the principles of fairness and justice. In school, if you come and you do the work, you study, and you hand in your homework and you prepare for the test, most likely you'll get a good grade. You'll be rewarded. Maybe your parents will buy you a donut when you get an A or something like that. At work, if you go in, do the job, come on time, work hard, you get paid. Maybe you even get a raise. Maybe you get a promotion. That's how it works. If you slack off, if you hide behind the file cabinet and don't do your work, you'll probably get fired sooner or later. If you go out and rob a liquor store, you're going to go to jail. That's how it works. And that's how God wants it to work. That's how He has set up things out in the world. We can hear it all. It comes from the fourth commandment. Honor your father and mother that it mayest be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Right? The only commandment with a promise. But it's an earthly, physical promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well with you in the land and you'll live long and you'll prosper and so forth. This is how God has set up things to operate. Teachers, employers, police, court systems, all of it reward you for doing well, doing what is right. Nobody, it's how we raise our kids, right? Time out if you do something wrong. You get a donut for a good grade. So no school could operate, no justice system could operate in any other way. This is how God has set it up so that we can have peaceful lives, so that criminals are punished, so that we can move forward, take care of our family, have a quiet, peaceable life. Work, fairness, justice. But this parable, it ain't no way to run a business, right? It's not. But it is the way to run heaven. It's no way to operate a school, but it is the way to set up eternal life. Jesus is not talking about the justice system, but he is talking about the church and about our connection to our God. That's what the story is about. And Jesus says it right at the beginning. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who went out to hire. The story teaches you how God brings you to heaven. And how God brings you into heaven is not by how much you work, or by what grade you get on a test, or how hard you studied. Getting into heaven is not based on fairness or justice. If it were, we would all be lost. If it were based on fairness and justice, none of us would make it through those doors. We all like to imagine that when it comes to spiritual religious things, we all, especially all of us churchgoers, we like to imagine that we are the workers who showed up at 6 a.m. and that we worked hard and we did all of the work. We did all of the right things. But we're not. And we don't. In fact, we knelt this very morning and confessed to God that we weren't the workers and that we aren't the workers who come early in the morning. And so, like this parable, the way to heaven is kind of strange and weird. In the Old Testament lesson we heard, it said that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. And at the end of the parable, Jesus says that the first end up last, and the last end up first. Everything is kind of topsy-turvy. The one who barely makes it into the kingdom has a big fat paycheck. The way to heaven is run by a crazy boss. A boss who does not pay by the hour. He throws all the evaluations out the window, and instead, gifts are given. Blessings shower down. Good things are bestowed. None of it happens in reference to your works or your goodness or your achievement. Instead, the way to heaven is the way of undeserved goodness. It is, in fact, the way to heaven, the way of the cross, where in this topsy-turvy way of God, an innocent man dies for those who are guilty. The way of heaven is the way of baptism, where a helpless little baby is given all the gifts of eternity, a baby who can do nothing, and that baby is called a saint and a child of God. The way to heaven is where sinners are pardoned, where the Son of God takes the form of a servant, the one who is first among all things, the one who should be first. He becomes last for our sake, sacrifices himself. The Holy One, Jesus, with no sin, becomes the sinner who stands in our place. The church, the kingdom of heaven, is the place where wicked people and unrighteous people are given mercy. That's the way of heaven, where the weak and the dying, little ones, are the greatest and are giving blessings. And all of it on account of Christ, Christ Jesus, who comes among us as one of us, as a lowly servant. The kingdom of heaven is not run the way we would run it, and thank goodness for that. God is an upside down God. He doesn't evaluate you on the basis of what you do. When you appear at heaven's door, he will not say, you only worked 1 hour. There's this guy over here, he worked 12. So he's going to go in and you're going to have to wait. No, God will not say that. What he will say is, behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. And he will say to you, come, blessed of my Father, enter. So no, this parable is no way to run a business. Don't print it out and put it in your office and try to implement it at your work. It's no way to run a business. But it's a great way to run heaven. And for that, we say thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.